Joining me today is Laura Lee Michelle Cunningham, Division 5 counselor with Kneehill County, and going to be one of the featured guests at the Women in Business Awards Gala, the second annual one happening on International Women's Day. Laura Lee, can you first of all explain what do you do in the community and tell us just a little bit about your profile?
So I am currently the Kneehill County counselor for Division 5. I also own a business in the town of Three Hills, and I am an active member of the Three Hills and District Chamber of Commerce and active volunteer in my area.
So what pulled you into the Women in Business Awards, Laura Lee? Can you tell us why this popped up on your radar?
Last year, a colleague and I, another business owner in Three Hills, attended the event, and we were just really impressed with it. And this year, the organizing committee, Deborah, had asked if I would get involved on behalf of Kneehill County, and I was more than happy to help out with it.
And, of course, you're representing an award this time. Can you talk to us about your award and just what does it entail?
For sure. So the award that I'm focusing on is the Women in Agriculture, Agribusiness, or Agri-Food Industries. So the detail of that is the Women in Agriculture Award celebrates the remarkable accomplishments of women who have made significant contributions to agriculture, agribusiness, or agri-food, as well as their communities. And this award will honor individuals who demonstrate exceptional leadership, innovation, and a dedication to empowering others, serving as inspiring role models and pioneers for future generations of these industries.
Well, that's fantastic. And of course, it's a very specified award. Why is it important that we highlight women in agriculture?
Well, I think agriculture for women has come a long way. Back in the day, a very important role. You know, a lot of times the women would be home cooking the meals and looking after the children, which is super important. But I think women now are playing more of a forefront role in this. They're owning businesses, they're managing, leading business in agriculture. So I think it's just really important that we take time to notice the changes and highlight the changes and just celebrate the women that are really making a difference in this agriculture industry, which is so important to all our rural communities.
So maybe there's folks listening who might have someone in mind for this great award. How can they submit a nomination?
For sure. So I think there's a QR code that's around. It's being, most of the communities have it on their web pages, on their social media. And then, of course, for myself, like on the Three Hills and District Chamber of Commerce, it's available there. And then the surrounding Chamber of Commerce is available there. So it's a handy QR code that you use and can fill in the nomination form and send it on in. Pretty easy way to do it.
And, of course, this is all part of the second annual Mountain View and Neighbors Women in Business Awards, which will be held on International Women's Day, March 7th. Why would you encourage people, Laura Lee, to come on by and join this great event?
Last year it was such a wonderful event. I mean, I think any time that we're able to get together and celebrate each other and the accomplishments that we've done, and just a really nice time to network and meet with other folks that are in business. I mean, there's joys and challenges to being in business, and like I said, different specific challenges to being women in business. So just a great time to be together and just to celebrate each other.
It is a fantastic event coming up on March 7th, International Women's Day, the luncheon happening in support of the second annual Mountain View and Neighbors Women in Business Awards as well. Nominations open through February 21st. You can submit a nomination, as Laura Lee explained, or through Mountain View and Neighbors Women in Business. The Facebook page has a form for you as well. Laura Lee, thank you very much for your time today, and have a lot of fun on March 7th.
Oh, we sure will, and I hope everybody can come out and join us. It's going to be a great event.